This podcast is sponsored by FlashFilmAcademy.com. If you're into photography, filmmaking, or video production, FlashFilmAcademy.com is an online training platform designed to help you monetize your passion. There's a ton of information online to help you capture a better image, but there's only one place you need to go if your goal is to make a living doing what you love. Enroll today to get three free courses. FlashFilmAcademy.com. It's time to turn your passion into profit.
Before we even get started with the podcast, I want to introduce something new to you. If you're tired of missing these live streams or missing videos, we have a new service where we can text you when we go live or launch a new video. All you got to do is text Flash Film to 74121. That's one word, Flash Film to 74121. All right, let's get started. What's going on? This is another episode of Podcast Only Ty Vent Session. Listen, we got to have a talk, man. Because I like to talk about some of the things I'm going through in life. And I like to make sure I can kind of share those things with you. You need to know the mindset and have just a glimpse into my world. Because it will help you in your world.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
When I say that this journey is a lonely journey, as you pull yourself out of poverty or out of a mediocre, medium life to something that is greater, you have to have friends and people around you that truly support that transition. Because one, they are in the same process, or two, they have made the progress. And there was just a situation that happened recently that sheds the light on this. And this is, and I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to give you an example about how this situation could have pushed me in the wrong direction had I not been smart enough to know that that is not what I should be doing. So let me just talk about the type of friends, the type of circle you should have, because you may think you got a bunch of friends that are entrepreneurs that want to do it and blah, 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 blah. And they're not really doing it. They're not really about that life. And because of this circle, you are not where you should be. So let me break down some things that I would tell myself, I would tell my kids, I would tell anybody I love that plans on being an entrepreneur, and those who don't come from a silver spoon, because a lot of us don't. And you're going to have to break a lot of generational curses to grow out of this mediocre life that your family has accepted. If you're listening to this, you have not accepted that life. You have made the choice that you are worth more than what you currently have in life. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That is the decision that I made within myself before I decided to make this journey, before I decided to not only do what I love, but make good money doing it. So make sure you surround, like your everyday people. You got to have somebody to talk to. You got to have somebody to vent to. You got to have somebody to just shoot the shit with, or whatever you call it. You got to have somebody that you do that with all the time. Like, you got to have somebody that you just talk about life. If you are lucky, you have a spouse that is capable of going with you on this journey. Most of us don't. Some of you will outgrow your spouse. Some of you will understand that that conversation is not for her or for him. We can't talk about that because they not there. They don't get it. They have the best intentions, but they are not there, because everybody will have opinions and ideas for your growth and your business, but you cannot listen to them because they have not done nothing. So let's go back to this group of friends that you need. You need friends that are aggressive about progress. They're aggressive about it. They talk about it every day. It is the most important thing in their life. You also need to be around doers. and not just talkers. You need to be around doers. It's important that the people you surround yourself with understands how valuable it is to implement the stuff they talk about. I don't want to keep hearing about this idea that you have not implemented. I don't want to hear about it all the time. Get away from people who like to complain. Victims. Oh, this sucks. Oh, that sucks. Politics this. They don't like that. Look at the news. Look, people like that aren't moving. You can't be great if you're worried about everything on the news. That's why it's so much news pushed to you. So much entertainment pushed to you. News is a form of entertainment. Whether it's factual or not, it is a form of entertainment. I'm not saying don't be conscious of today's issues and things that go on in this society, but I can almost guarantee that you are more valuable as a billionaire or a millionaire who can make things happen than a person just screaming at their TV. Focus on building something that's bigger than yourself and contribute in ways most can't do. A millionaire or a billionaire can contribute more than, 100,000 people marching down the street with the swipe of his pen. He can do more than 100,000 people. Work at being that person. So get friends that hold you accountable, right? They should be riding your ass every time you don't implement something you say you're going to implement. They should be on you. Like, what? You didn't get it done? Why? What is your excuse? Now, there's a difference. There's a difference in implementing or riding you because you didn't implement something than getting on you about failures. They shouldn't be clowning you about failures. They should be there to help you learn from your failure. You each should have the ability to take a step back and look at what went wrong and then try to come up with a different game plan to attack that situation. You all should have a different view of the same problem. That's why it helps if your circle is in a similar, field that you're in. If they all are trying to be content creators, if they all are just in the same kind of industry, you don't want to have to re-explain it, how a customer acts to somebody that's selling a product and you have a service. You don't want to have to re-explain it every single time. You want them to have the ability to step in and have an idea of the situation from their experience or what they go through daily, because they can give you the best advice. People who, want to sell lemonade from a lemonade stand can't help you talk about a real product that you're shipping internationally. They just don't know. They just don't get it. And they can't give you solid advice. Make sure this ring of friends are thinkers. They got to be thinkers. They have to be problem solvers. Real entrepreneurs look at the world and they find problems that they want to solve. When I started Flash Film Academy, the problem I had was I could find nowhere to get legitimate contracts as well as business information and advice. Nobody offered it. I read every book I could read. Nobody said, hey, if you create content, this is where you should be looking to make money. Everybody wanted to be filmmakers in Hollywood. And all of it started with, learn how to shoot better video and then just go work on anybody's set, making people coffee and moving, apple crates around until you move up and get a shot until to the DP call offer. You get, work your way up. That's an old school way of thinking. I don't want a job. I want to own it. And it's easy to own. If you own it, you make more money. And there are too many companies around you all day, every day that need what you have to offer. You are hurting right now. You are broke. You don't have the money you want, and you are locked inside the bank. You are starving to death, and you are locked inside the grocery store because you don't know what to do with everything that's around you right now. You have all the ingredients, and you got the taste for a cake, and you don't know what to do. You got flour, some eggs, some butter, sugar. You got cake mix. You got pans and an oven. And you don't know what to do with it. My job is to help you figure out what to do with it. Put it together to make the cake. Because when it start, when it click, when they start closing, you're going to be surprised at how easy it is. And really, it's just a way of thinking that needs to change for you. I created Flash Film Academy because there was no way to find this information. I did that because I couldn't find the information. That was the problem I look to solve as an entrepreneur. So make sure that your friends are thinkers. Now, your circle is probably not going to be your spouse. It would be nice. If you got one, you are hella lucky. I've been through a spouse because of this. I can tell you firsthand. If I got to pick between my goals and dreams and anybody, they are going to be sadly let down in life unless I gave birth to them. Then I will not choose my dreams over them. If they don't have my nose or my last name, I'm probably going to choose my goals and my dreams over them. And if they stand in the way, they're going to go away, period. If you have a spouse that is all aboard, she's a thinker or he's a thinker, and, you know, they are growing with you and they have this entrepreneurial mindset, or they've had a business, keep that person. Keep that person. Trust me. That's why you see a lot of old guys go out and just marry a young woman. And they're like, well, we ain't got much to talk about. I might as well get something pretty. You see a lot of older female entrepreneurs go out and get them a young boyfriend. We ain't got much to talk about. I might as well get something to look at. Might as well get what I want. You see that a lot. Now you know why you always see the old rich guy with a boat full of young girls. It ain't because they want to get young women. It's because, well, if they had a partner that they can't talk to all their life, they ain't got nobody to talk to express themselves and talk about the stuff that we love, which is business. They like, I might as well go get something pretty. Now you know. It's starting to come together. This world's starting to look a little different now, ain't it? Now, let me tell you just an example of when you share information with the wrong person. I remember I closed a deal that was about $43,000. And a friend of mine is a 9-to-5er. He talks about starting a business. He claimed he going to do it. He just waiting for the time and blah, blah, blah. Haven't got an LLC, haven't read a book. Everybody thinks they know it. That's the biggest downside of everybody who get in the business. That's why 98% of them fail. Everybody thinks they know it. Everybody think it's easy. Everybody think that because a state will take your money for LLC that they have a business. Everybody just think they can just get off their ass and just run a business. It's easy. Buy low, sell high. That's it. Okay. You keep thinking that. Everybody think it's so easy. Man, they learn the hard way. They learn the hard way. So like I said, I was talking to a friend of mine about a job. It was a little under $50,000. And his mentality was to save it. Save that money. You get $50,000, you got to put that in the bank. You got to save that $50,000. That $50,000, you need to put that. As soon as you get it, you need to put it in the bank. Why? Why? That is a poor man's 9-to-5, I got lucky and got money mentality. I've been investing money in this business to get to the point where I can cash $50,000 checks. You think I'm supposed to live off this one check for the rest of my life? No. I'm taking this $50,000. I'm putting a little bit to the side and I'm putting the rest back into the business. Now, this is the same friend who was okay with the idea of going to buy an $80,000 car. I went out and bought a car. It was like $20,000. You should have got the $80,000. You can afford it. You're absolutely right. I can't afford it. But guess what? That $60,000 I saved, that $60,000, which would have only given me the ability to impress you and others, I'm putting it back into my company so that I can cash more $50,000 checks and they can turn into $100,000 checks. See, the mentality of somebody who's a 9-to-5er who's never worked to build a business that generates income, that grows month over month, they've never had that incline in their life. The only time they've got lump sums and a lot of money and stuff dropped on them has been pure luck, inheritance, lotto, something lucky happened, a casino. Yeah, if you get money like that, you need to save it. Because you didn't make any sacrifices or investments to build anything that brought you that money. You don't have any way of being consistent in living a life where you cash checks like these. So your idea is to save that money. Put it in the bank. The value of the dollar is dropping like crazy. Why would I let my money sit in the bank when I can invest it in something? And that something usually is myself. Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to go and buy some land or something like that, I'm not a crazy stock person. Can it be money? Can money be made in the stock system? Absolutely. But I'm at the point where I'm betting on me before I give Apple $500 of my money. See, what they don't tell you about stocks is if you don't have a lot of money, you don't get a lot of growth. Them little pennies you throwing at it ain't nothing. Your 2 shares of, you know, GE ain't going to change nothing. You can hold on to them for 50 years. Your little $200 shares of whatever ain't going to do nothing. That $400, you can take it and put it into a Google ad campaign. And if you get one client that pays $20,000, you've just flipped $400 into $20,000. There's not a stock on the planet that's going to give you that in the time it takes you to post an ad and close a client. It just doesn't exist. The best stocks in the world took years to develop. Very few shot up overnight. Now, don't get me wrong. There's probably some cases where some stuff really popped, but you have to have a whole lot of money in it to have that type of gain immediately. If not, you probably gain $2. Now, if you got 1 million shares, $2 is 2 million. Perfect. But if you don't have that, that's you who I'm talking to. So it's amazing how this friend was okay with me spending $80,000 on the car, which I can. It's not an issue. I can probably pay cash for it. It don't matter. Just a flex. But I chose the $20,000 version because that $60,000 is worth more to me and my company than in my car. I am not here to impress nobody but my kids and my mother. The rest, I don't give a damn about. If you have friends around you that have not been where you're going or they're not working to go in that direction, their advice is null and void. Be around those who get what it means to have a vision. Get away from finna friends and all these talkers. A lot of people talking. Oh, it's a lot of people talking. Everybody got so much to say about what they about to do, finna do, shoulda did, how they know somebody who done did. If they are not in the process of implementing things in a fast, quick manner, get away from them. You have to understand that you can't make it you can't go into business without money. It costs money to go into business. If you think you're going to go into business and not spend money, stop. Get out of the game. Your job should be helping you stack bread to pay for your cost of living and invest in your business. You know how much stuff I had to buy and try to discover that I didn't like it? You don't get a refund on that. You just say, okay, this cost me $3,000, but guess what? I know I don't like this. I'm going the other direction. Is that $3,000 loss? Absolutely not. Is it a failure? Absolutely not. But that's the type of things you will run into as a business owner. You're going to have to buy some stuff that you don't like. You're going to have to buy some stuff that don't work. You can't be hurt over your $3,000 because big businesses have it in their budget where they blow money on stuff that ain't even the right stuff just to see. Let me see how this fit. Let me see how this work. Let's put this in place. Oh, nah, I ain't crazy about it. You have to do that to be successful. That's true. That's failure. Failure is paying for something and you don't want it. It ain't working. Throw it away. Yeah, but that still got throw. It's not for me. I'll either find a way to flip it, sell it, give it away, just get it out of the way, because it is not the answer for what I'm looking for. Let me go spend $3,000 on another one. Oh, nope, that ain't it. Let's try it again on another one, on another one, on another one. Oh, I got the one that works. I got the one that works. So I spent $3,000 10 times. It's $30,000 to get the one that works. And guess what? It instantly made me $50,000. Great investment. Great investment. $20,000 profit. And it's still going. That's what failure feels like. Failure don't feel like, oops, all right, let's go to, no. Failure sometimes looks like that. They're learning lessons. Stop being around people who aren't really doing it. It don't take that long to do it. Who rather have shoes than spend money on ways to improve their business. Who rather have name brand stuff than to spend the money it takes to improve their business. Those are instant gratification people. They will not make it. You have to plant seeds in business. And you have to hunt in business. Business is not about instant gratification. That's why a lot of people don't make it on YouTube. They want to be YouTube millionaires. They want to, you know, blow up and be the next whoever. The problem is when they upload their first 100 videos and they're making 15 cents a video, they give up because they're not in it for the long run. They're not in it for the long game. They're in it for today. They won't make it. A lot of people running down this entrepreneur stuff right along with you, they're not going to make it. It's not going to move fast enough for them. It's not going to turn a profit fast enough for them. And a lot has to do with the fact that they're not willing to dive in mentally. They're not really willing to make the investments mentally, physically, and financially to get to where they want to go as fast as they want to go there. They want to drag their feet, half-ass it, with major 10x results. They want to read nothing but motivational books, get off your ass and be motivated, blah, 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 instead of reading the unsexy books that teaches you how to start, run, and build a business. Because they'd rather be motivated, because motivation feels better than actually getting off your ass and doing it. Some people love to be motivated. Oh, motivated. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, 10X this, that, and the other, how to get rich. I read it all. What did you read on business? Oh, I ain't got to the business yet. I just know I need to be in business. So you wasted 10 books to get hyped? There was a quote that rubbed people the wrong way that Elon Musk said, Some along the lines of, you know, what do you tell entrepreneurs who need motivation? You're not an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs don't need motivation. We go-getters. We are our motivation. My shoes is my motivation. My car is my motivation. The fact that I got to check my account while I'm at McDonald's is my motivation. If your life ain't what you want it to be and that don't motivate you enough, you can't be motivated. It don't take somebody else to come in your life to motivate you. If you're not mad, listen, look, I used to get mad when I saw people who was rich. When I saw a Bentley pull up next to me, I was mad. Not at them, at myself. Because they got 10 toes, I got 10 toes. They got 2 hands, I got 2 hands. Why are they there and I'm here? Pause. Because you're probably about to enter a whole bunch of excuses about why they was born with a silver spoon and went to this school and they this color. I don't care about none of that. They human and I'm human. They breathing and I'm breathing. As long as I'm breathing, I can get there. Period. No excuses. As long as I'm breathing, I can get there. Now you can feel sad for yourself and come up with all these excuses, or you can feed your brain with information that will help you get there. Because guess what? Everything you need to be a freaking trillionaire is available on the internet. You just choose to watch Netflix. You just choose to listen to music every day. You just choose to blow your money on Jordans and designer belts. You just choose to go and be cute instead of finding ways to get that bag, instead of educating yourself more than you entertain yourself. You like making excuses. You like being a victim. You like, you know, being wounded and hurt and getting that attention. You got to get up and keep going. Anybody who raised a kid know, as crazy as it sounds, if your kid fall, if you don't do nothing, they won't even cry. They'll get up, look around, dust themselves off, and keep going. Some of y'all, that kid that fall and you make eye contact with the parent and you got a parent like, oh, little Johnny, oh, and they bust out crying. Oh, little Johnny, come here, little Johnny. I was that kid that when I fell, my parents would look straight. I would get up. I'm like, dang, that hurt. Dust myself off and get right back on that bike. They were nurturing. They were loving, absolutely. But they also taught me that you got to be tough. Being an entrepreneur is a tough, tough game. It's a tough game. But you got to know that you are your own worst enemy. How you think is why you are where you are. Let me say that again. How you think, the way you were brought up to think, the way your environment is shaped that help mold what you think is why you are where you are. What are you going to do about it? Because nobody's coming to save you. Nobody care about you when it comes to business and being more than just a 9-to-5. Nobody cares. You're going to get more hate for doing more right. It's going to be crazy. You're like, I'm doing the right thing. I'm growing my business. I'm taking care of my bills. My credit is getting better. Why are y'all why so many people mad at me? Like, why y'all, what's up? When I wasn't doing nothing, y'all loved me. When I was showing up to parties and drinking with y'all, I was great. But now that I don't have time for that, now that I'm on my computer 8 hours a day, now that I'm trying to write this copy and pay for this and do that, now that you see me in my logo instead of the logo of the company you like, I'm wrong? Y'all don't like me now? Y'all got a problem with me? You got to get a good circle around you. It's so important that you get the right people around you. So important. I had to get that off my chest. This is another podcast rant. Listen, if you like these, man, I need to know. If not, I'm going to stop. If you like these, I need to know. For those of you who are still listening and you listen to this on Cyber Monday, we still got the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. 60% off everything. Promo code is BFCM21. That's BFCM21. 60% off. I can promise you, you will never see 60% off again from Flash Film Academy. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. If I don't promise you nothing else, you will never see 60%. So there you go. Hey, I'm still dealing with a lot of stuff with family. And we'll just jump on that for a minute. For those of you who've, you know, COVID has been, it's been hell for my family. One side of my family is dropping like flies. I think we had 11 deaths in 2 years. And this is the first death where it's fallen on my lap, where I have to go and liquidate and sell a house and a car and make sure everything in the will get done right and make sure that the arrangements and the person is in a nice suit and the casket is the right color. I got to go do all of that. First time in my life ever having to deal with that. And I don't know if you all have been through that, but it's rough. Not to mention the fact that, you know, it is my grandfather. Not to mention the fact that you're dealing with the death itself. Now, I literally have to go in a house he died in and go through paperwork and find this and find that and clean out the house and sell the house and fight brothers and sisters because they, you know, want this, that. And it's just a lot. Just being, you know, just on a personal tip. I am thankful that I am in a situation financially where, one, I don't care about any of the money. Two, I can afford to just jump on a plane and stay somewhere for 3 weeks. in a hotel while I get everything straight. But it comes from a life that I have developed for myself with my business. If I had a job, I wouldn't be able to do this. So I'll leave you with that. I'll try to do more of these if you guys like them. If you're on Spotify, you should have the ability to reply yes or no. Wherever you're listening, please get a podcast, you know, rate it for me. I would appreciate it. Go on the message board if you are in the group and chat for me. Pop, if you like these, go on there and create a post and talk about it and let me know. I would really appreciate it. My goal is to keep giving you guys as much content as possible. And sometimes these, man, I just want to talk and just get some stuff off my chest in ways that I think that you guys would value. Until then, you guys be safe.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.